Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. And I'm welcoming you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who have been working so hard for your money, and some of you watched some of that money disappear lately, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, or not whenever the market decides to recover, but today, because you want to have that life of freedom. You want to have that life that you love, where you can be with your family, to do what you want, when you want, whatever the heck you want to do. But it's not just for your own comfort and convenience, is it? It's because as a Rippler, you know that as you are blessed financially, you can bless more lives. You can be someone that's actually a servant, someone that goes out there and creates value. You're a creator, not a consumer. You're someone who actually goes and creates massive value and serves people and solves problems in a way that people's lives are better with you in it than not. And that's what it means to create a ripple effect. That's what it means to be a Rippler. And I'm excited to be a part of this with you guys, because you allow me to create a ripple effect through your life. And I'm telling you, the things that you guys have been sharing with me and the questions have been coming, keep them coming. I love it. I love that some of you have been able to serve. I talked to someone who actually had been listening to this show and said, hey, easily, you can create an extra $100,000 a year passive income, which right now would be incredible, right? So again, thank you so much for sharing and binging on these podcasts and really create a ripple effect yourself and allow me to create a ripple effect through more people's lives too. I love how this show is growing. So thank you so much. Hey, as a quick reminder, go to our website, check out moneyripples.com. There's great blogs and other things on there. You can use resources, including the ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, where if you're looking for ways to find more cash now, which this is probably a more crucial time than ever, check out that book. It's short, easy read, very practical, easy to apply stuff. But I'll tell you that those things alone, regardless of passive income, some of the things alone, we've had people improve their cash flow by $34,000 a year. My one-on-one clients have seen that improvement just by applying these same 7 strategies you hear in this book. So check it out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. All right. So today, again, with the questions coming in, I appreciate it because I'm getting a lot of questions down the last few weeks because, hey, the market as of now has dropped like a third. And I don't think we're at the bottom yet. I know you might think there's no way it can go lower. Guys, it can always go lower. Always. That's the thing is that I'm not saying it will because you never know. I mean, right? But I'm telling you, from what I see and from what the economists are trying to predict, no one can predict what's going to happen right now. They're saying we're definitely going to recession, but there's even a few, and I've been saying this too, I think this will lead to a depression. And I really believe that, especially because I think the quarantine times and everything else are going to go a lot longer. You guys are going to be working from home a lot more. And I know some of you guys are struggling with this right now. And others of you are feeling more at peace. I know for me personally, I'm more at peace than I ever have been through any of the previous recessions I've been through. Why? Well, I'll tell you why, because that's really the point of this podcast. I want to talk about really the safest place to store your money, but I want to talk about some of these other principles with it too of where I feel peace. First and foremost, one is I've got cash reserves. I've got money accessible to use that I've never had through previous recessions. It's always been paycheck to paycheck or a little bit of savings, or I had some savings in place, but it was quickly run down because I wasn't controlling my expenses or because I just had expenses in general, right? And the money ran out eventually because I wouldn't have more than maybe a few months of reserves. You know, now my wife and I made sure we had at least 6 to 12 months of reserves in place. So that adds a humongous peace of mind. Now, if you haven't done this already, fine. Just know that if you, you know, whatever you happen to get through, this should be a warning for the next time because there will be more ups and downs. There will be boom times and there'll be bust times. We're experiencing right now one of these bust times, right? So this, the time to be prepared is kind of late, but I'm telling you the reason why I have more peace is because I've got cash reserves. And I'll come back to, in a minute, one of the safest places I'm storing my money that is not in the bank. Secondly, I've got cash flow streams coming in from multiple sources. See, I did this before, but the last recession, as many of you have heard me say, I cut off income streams. I shut some of those off. So I only had active income streams versus the passive or residual ones. And when I cut off the passive and residual ones, that put me in a world of hurt when all of a sudden the active income streams were being affected. Some of you might be experiencing this right now. Your job might be in jeopardy. You might be earning a paycheck now, or you might have already been laid off by this point. I hope not. If you have, I deeply feel for you because remember, the last recession, I was over $1 million in debt and I was in the hole short $16,000 a month, meaning that I had to make an extra $15,000 or $16,000 a month to even break even. So I was paycheck to paycheck. So guys, I know what it's like to be in tough times. And that is exactly why I've been teaching you these things for years, to teach you not to have money in the market, that that's not the place to be. Some of you still did. I'm grateful that I had a client reach out and said, Chris, and this is as of last week, I think this number's gone up. He said, Chris, I'm grateful because I moved my money out of the market last fall after listening to your stuff and learning from you. He was actually a one-on-one client. It saved me over $250,000. And that to me is huge because I tell you, markets tank faster than they recover. When the markets recover, they recover much more slowly than they do when they tank. They do tank fast, but they take longer to recover. This is not the bottom, guys. We haven't even scraped the tip of the iceberg yet. We are just starting to dig into a hole. It's going somewhere, and that hole can go much deeper than it is now. So again, I don't have money in the market. I've got multiple streams of income coming in. And on top of that is that I know that with my business and the things I can do, I can pivot, I can adjust and do things. And I hope you can too. And if not, I really hope that we find ways to create multiple streams of income. In fact, if you're like, Chris, I've got money sitting on the side I don't have to do with, you should be reaching out to me. You really should be and say, Chris, what can I do? Like, what can I do right now? Just like I had somebody, one of my soon now brand new clients coming in, he said, Chris, I just lost a couple hundred grand in the market. Like in just a few weeks, I can't believe I lost a few a few hundred thousand dollars already. And I said, and by the way, he was in a conservative fund. He was in a conservative allocation that he was put into because he was supposed to retire next year. Guys, I never want this kind of stuff to happen to you guys where you're at the point like, okay, I'm almost there. I can almost retire. And then smash, there it goes. Money's gone. And now you're saying, well, if I can either just try to retire now and whatever I've got left, or I'm going to work another 5 to 10 years to just get back to where I need to be again for my life. This should not be happening, guys. So let's talk about where you can store your money. This is the one place I can say is guaranteed. And in fact, I would say even more guaranteed than a savings account. Better protection, better returns, better tax treatment, and better protection from lawsuits and creditors than a savings account. Now, if some of you guys have been listening to me, you probably already know where this is going, but I'm going to reiterate it again. It's in what I call high cash value life insurance, right? Or I like to refer to it as the tax-free supercharged savings account. Now, the difference between this and other life insurance policies that most insurance policies, even if they say they do infinite banking, the problem is that they usually still have more costs. It's amazing when people say, yeah, I got a policy just like you talk about, Chris. And then eventually when they do share their policy with me, I say, this is not the policy I would have recommended. Not at all. I'm like, sure, this person did an okay job, but it's not the best. You should have the best. The problem is most of those insurance agents out there need the money. This is their active stream of income. They don't have anything else. They probably don't even have rental properties. They probably don't have other streams of income that keep them going. You know, for me, this is like play, but it's a crucial, essential thing. That's why I've even started to train other guys to start doing these life insurance policies, because I know I can't do them all on my own. But I'll tell you, the way we design them, they're cash rich from day one. You can access the cash from day one. Now all the money goes in. You'll still have those upfront fees. Most people, depending on health and age and everything else, usually will have at least 75 to 80% of your cash going into the cash account right away. That means only about 20 to 25% is going to cost. Now, normal, if you bought a whole life policy from a normal insurance agent, here's how much goes to your cost. 100%, all of it. So say someone's going to try to put in $25,000 a year. In year one, they have zero cash. Year two, they might have maybe $1,000 and that's it. If someone did the same policy with me, the first year they put in $25,000, they'll usually have pretty darn close to about $20,000. The second year, that goes up. Now they're going to have over $40,000. By the third year, all the cash putting in, that full $25,000 and then some growth is going on top of it. It's almost as if there's a zero cost life insurance policy. But here's the cool thing, guys. Two big reasons why this is key. One, for many of you, this is big. Most states, there is absolute 100% protection from lawsuits and creditors. Right now, don't you think when times get bad, people get desperate for money? This is the very time that people want to find ways to get money from you, right? And the way, especially in the U.S., how litigious we are, this is a very big thing. And so be able to have that protection, say I can have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars stored up in this place, and it cannot be accessed. They can access my savings accounts. Yes, they can. They can access IRA money. They can access all kinds of things, but they cannot get to my life insurance. That is a huge peace of mind for me. Two, the returns are way better than the savings account. Right now with the rates hitting the floor, I mean, you're back to maybe what, making 0.1% in your savings account. And now that teeny little 0.1%, you get taxed on it. I mean, come on, like kick you when you're down. You don't even make that much money of interest and then they tax it anyways. It's ridiculous. How can you even, I mean, yes, maybe you have it protected and I'll actually address that in the next point. But you could be making at least, I'll tell you, even net of costs, all these costs you saw up front with the life insurance, most of these policies usually net pretty darn close to at least 4.5%, 5% or more rate of return. Tax-free. You get 0.1% in your savings account and you get taxed on it. Maybe you even have an online savings account like I have. I do keep some money on online savings as well, but I'm getting maybe 1.5% right now. And I'm sure that number is going to keep creeping down a little bit too. I may be bound down to 1% eventually and getting taxed 1%, but I can make tax-free 4-5+% return net of costs using my high cash value life insurance. Third point, I'm going to come to this now, is protection. Now, the thing that savings accounts will say, and even good old Susie Orman would advertise it because FDIC pays her lots of money to advertise, but she'll say, hey, FDIC protected. You have up to $250,000 of your money protected inside the bank. So if the bank fails, you've got up to a quarter million dollars protected. Now, first point, I know many of you guys have more than a quarter million sitting in these accounts because I talked to many of you. Some of you guys have like $500,000 or more sitting around wondering what to do next. That's a danger right there. Two, this is the biggest danger. I just researched this now, the FDIC announced at the end of 2019, their fourth quarter, they have, get this, this is how much they have of your money protected, 1.41%. Now, that's $110 billion. That's pretty cool, right? But they've only got 1.41% of the total savings out there protected or money available. So what happens? If this becomes like another Great Depression, during the last Great Depression, 50% of banks failed, while only 4 insurance companies failed. Now, with 50% of banks, when they fail, your money, yeah, maybe they have FDIC because that came because of what happened then. But what happens if we do, say even 30% of banks fail? they've only got 1.41% of reserve of the total reserves there to cover everything else. They keep 1.5%, not even that. If 30% of banks go out of business, don't you think you probably would be waiting a long time to get your money back? What kind of other economic stimulus do they have to come out to try to give you your money? Or are they going to say, well, we can give you this much. We just can't give you the full $250,000. Now, if you only have $5,000, maybe you're safe. Maybe you're fine. But for those of you that have been trying to keep any sort of money there, this is a danger. So one, you're not earning anything anyways. Two, you get taxed on earning nothing. And then three, it's not protected from lawsuits of creditors. And then four, it apparently doesn't have any real protection from FDIC either. Well, on the flip side, with what I can do with these life insurance policies, right? And why I'm storing my own cash in here, including future investment opportunities. I'm still investing right now. So I'm clear. I'm still buying properties right now. I'm buying turnkey properties, just like we talk about on the show. I'm currently buying them and making offers right now. But I'm not using all of my cash. I'm still keeping some aside for other opportunities. What better place to store it than somewhere where I have guarantees? Because they don't have FDIC, but they do have what's called reinsurance companies that back them up. Now understand, banks, the reason they can get in trouble and they can fail is because they loan out more money than they have in possession. Banks can lend out at least, depending on the bank, 10 times the amount of money they have. They can do what's called fractional reserve banking and arbitrage and things like that, right? They can loan out way more money than they have in place. Well, if all of a sudden they start defaulting on loans, they don't have cash, they're not getting cash coming in, and people start pulling their money out of the bank, they start rushing on the bank to get money out because times are hard, guess what? Banks are going to start failing again, like they did the last recession. And I think in some ways, we're going to be worse off this time than we were the last recession. Now, I'm not trying to do this to strike fear in you. I want to just play out these different scenarios that could easily happen to us, right? There's already been scenarios that have happened. Some scenarios I've talked about haven't happened, and others have. The market and what's doing right now has been one of those cases. But here's the thing, is that with insurance companies, they cannot lend out money that they don't have. They legally can't do it. They can't arbitrage their money. They can't do fractional reserve banking and lend out more than they have. They can only invest with what they have in cash. And if they default, every insurance company is required by law to pay their own insurance, which is for a reinsurance company, which steps in if they happen to go into default, which, as I said in the last Great Depression, four insurance companies went into default, while 50% of banks went into default, right? But even if they happen to, the reinsurance companies step in to make sure that your money is solvent and protected 100%. No $250,000, nothing. So even if you got hundreds of thousands or millions saved up, it's protected. Worst case, another company comes in and buys up that book of business and it's there. Or the old company, if it goes out of business, the money is still there protected because the reinsurance company is there to back them up. They actually have the money and they very rarely ever have to use it. That is the cool thing. And again, because of the way they structure their companies, they get better returns. It's tax-free, better protection. I mean, guys, like this is like seriously, if you're looking for a place to store money right now and you're saying, well, I don't want just to sit there and do nothing. And by the way, 0% or 0.1% is not your worst case scenario as you're learning for those of you with money in the market. But the cool scenario can be is that you can actually get that money working for you now. So guys, that is one of the cool things you can do. It's not an investment. It's more of a savings, right? And a bonus, you get life insurance protection. I mean, with everything going on in the world today, we need that kind of certainty and predictability for your family, and you need it for yourself. You can have your cash. You can essentially have your cake and eat it too. And guys, here's the cool thing. If you've seen or heard any of my other podcasts, you know with this life insurance strategy I teach, not only can you store up cash and let it grow, even if you did nothing with it, you can still earn about the same returns as what you could get in the stock market. Think about this. If the stock market only has averaged about 7.5% for the last 30 years, real return, you subtract out fees from whatever funds you have, at best, you're making maybe 6.5% return on your money, right? That's the average per year. Now you get taxed on that money, unless you're doing a Roth, but a Roth, you can't hardly put anything in anyways. You can't save up enough to really retire. But if it's in an IRA that you're putting in or a 401k you're putting away in, you still have to pay taxes. So say you had 6%. Now, say a quarter of it, just a quarter, goes to taxes, you've now just netted a 4.5% return on your money in the last 30 years. But guess what? Guess what life insurance does? At least 4.5% tax-free with more certainty, no market crazy waves, even with the rates going down on the dividends because the interest rates, as they drop, so do the rates of the life insurance. 20 years ago, they're paying double digits. Yes, now they're paying like 5, 6% gross returns. That's still awesome in comparison to what you're getting in the market. And you can double dip because now you can pull the money out. You can borrow the money. You know, you pay the interest to the insurance company. Don't believe when people say you pay yourself back your own interest. That's false. That's marketing crap that other insurance people are telling you. That's not true. You do pay, maybe say 5% to the insurance company, but they can't pull it away from you. This line of credit you can always get. Where right now I've been telling, saying with HELOCs, like now it's time to get cash from the banks because they can cut these off. By the way, when you're using a strategy like the sweep strategy where you've been using a HELOC to invest with, but you're putting all your paychecks into it to pay it down, and then you run it back up to invest, and then you pay it down again, you know, that whole strategy, that is the crappiest strategy to not use. And I've been saying this for the last few years. I've been telling this to people as you've talked to me one-on-one, and I've said this publicly. This, I promise you, they will cut back those lines of credit, and you will lose the access to equity. You will lose the money you've been using to try to build wealth and equity. You could have done the same thing inside of life insurance and had full flexibility because, again, it's your own cash. It's not like equity in a house where the bank can determine whether you access it or not. It's your own cash. Life insurance companies know that you can access it. You can access 95% of it at any time. So you can access your own cash, borrow it. You can go create arbitrage on your own. You can go leverage that money to make more. Say you do a turnkey property or something making 10 or 12% cash on cash return a year. Well, guess what? You're making more than that. You take the cash flow from that, flow it back through life insurance, pay that line of credit down just like you would with that home equity line of credit. But now instead, leave the line of credit, leave that kind of up there, high balance. Just pay the minimum payments or just a little bit more if you want to pay a little extra dollar of principal every month. Great, fine. But do not pay off that line of credit. Instead, the money from here can be used to start cycling through to make more money. And what ends up happening, you actually make a much better return than you would even just using your line of credit. Again, that's the strategy I've been telling people. So now you can invest with this money. It's not locked up like everybody tells you it has to be when you're putting money in these different places that are supposed to be certain and secure. You can actually access this money and use it to invest and double dip in your investment returns. One, because you're earning returns on your investment, on your savings and your life insurance. They're still paying you dividends on all that whole amount you're using. And you're also able to invest it outside of life insurance. So you're making money in two places at the same exact time. As opposed to your savings account, you cash it out, it's gone. You're not making money in the savings account anymore, but at least you're making money on the investment. The life insurance, you can have the money in two places at the same time. So risks, who's it not for? It's not for those of you that have horrible health. And if that's the case, you might have to get a policy on another family member or a business partner or something like that. It may not be for those of you that are paycheck to paycheck right now where things are so up in the air and uncertain. This may not be the time. You might just want to get a convertible term insurance policy, you know, a policy that you can convert to whole life, but you don't have to requalify your health. So if something happens with your health in the meantime, you can convert that term at the best rating possible if you're in the best health right now, which for most of us right now might be our best health. So you can do those kind of things. So there are options. But definitely this is not the strategy everybody should be using. But if you've got some cash, you're like, what should I do with it? Yes, I agree that you should be investing. I think there are plenty of places you can make some cash flow and we should be doing that. But we should also be looking to protect and store cash because I think more opportunities are going to follow. There's good opportunities now and there will be great opportunities later. So it's not about either or, it's how do I do both? How can I have investments today that pay me cash flow now, giving me more peace of mind, and tomorrow have more cash flow as well? So guys, there's lots of wealth to be made in this kind of environment. The person that will win is the person that has the cash. Will you protect it or will you put it at risk, putting in places that maybe aren't the best for you? If you've got questions on these, you wanna know, hey Chris, how do I do this in my situation? Shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. We can talk about that. But anyways, guys, I hope this sinks in. I hope you realize we got to play good defense so we can play a great offense. That is my goal for you guys. Protect your wealth. It's better to keep it than to lose it. I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Hey! Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.